At midnight on this last day of summer, 12 men of Ness will sail north for 40 miles to an isolated, cruel Atlantic rock called Solus. That lonely rock has attracted the Ness men for centuries past. They go there every year for a strange September harvest.
That strange September harvest is in fact the Guga, or young gannets, which have been hunted by the men of Ness on the Isle of Lewis for centuries. Hunting seabirds is outlawed, but the Nessmen have a special licence to set out for the desolate island of Sulisgur in the Atlantic, where they live and catch the birds for 2 weeks every year. So what's so special about Guga? Well, director Mike Day spent 2 weeks filming the Guga Hunters, and his programme will be aired tonight on BBC Two Scotland. And the journalist and broadcaster John Morrison holds Guga parties every year. Well, thank you for joining us, both of you. I must confess straight up, I'd never heard of Guga before now. What is the attraction, John Morrison, that you would actually want to hold parties to celebrate it?
Should we tell the audience that you were offered Guga and turned it down with your croissants this morning, Shelley? And I don't blame
you. I was a bit sorry not to be able to get to taste it, I have to say.
I know, but BBC presenters are meant to be brave. The Guga is wonderful. I like food. I like all sorts of food. And I think Guga, it's the only thing when I'm cooking that it actually makes me salivate. Probably because it's so rare. We only eat it a few times a year. But it's a wonderful, strong flavour. It's quite salty. It's a bit close to duck, but with a very strong hint of game as well, and a very, very strong hint of fish. It's absolutely wonderful.
And I'm told there's a rather strong smell to go along with it.
Yes, there is. And my neighbours probably complain about this, but and so does my wife and daughter. In fact, I had to get a barbecue with a ring so that I could actually boil the Guga in the garage. It's that strong.
Mike Day, you spent 2 weeks filming with the Guga Hunters. Apparently they're not so keen on publicity. Was it difficult to negotiate access?
Well, there was some negotiation. Our film isn't really focused on the killing. It's more about the community of Ness and what the hunt means to them. And obviously I did go on the hunt. But yeah, it's not really focused on the killing aspect.
Although, obviously, it is a bit controversial. And last year, the Scottish SPCA was asking for Guga hunting to be banned. It's not pretty the way that they catch and kill these birds, is it?
Well, I didn't actually see the killing myself, so it's not really fair for me to comment on that aspect. Personally, there's no conservationist element to it, to the argument, so for me, that would be the main concern.
John, are you worried it's a little cruel?
I hear this every year, and I'll tell you what I think's cruel is factory farming, intensive farming, where animals have a ghastly life and are then dispatched, sometimes not that humanely. What happens to the Guga hunting, you know, my ancestors have been living in perfect harmony with the environment for hundreds, thousands of years. They don't need lessons from people who are on the mainland somewhere to tell them how to live in harmony with the birds, the fish, the animals. And the animals are dispatched quickly and humanely, and my ancestors, like the modern day islanders, they like to eat them as well, and I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
Mike, is it all wrapped up in the culture from what you observed as an outsider?
Yeah, it's something that the whole country used to do until about 1875. It continues there. It's something that they're very proud of, and I think it continues as part of that. It's a big part of the community, and it's a celebration every year when it comes in.
Well, I'm told there's an old joke. To best enjoy Guga, boil it with a stone, boil it until the stone is tender, and then eat the stone.
What does it taste like, John?
It's wonderful, and you know, I have parties every year. When the Guga arrives in the late autumn, I bring in a couple of islanders who live in Glasgow, and we always take two or three people, including some of colleagues from BBC who have been in. Some of them like it, a lot of them don't like it at
well,
all.
We've just had a text from someone who's been to one of your parties saying, "I've been to John's Guga party. It's rank. Don't ever eat it."
That's probably Ron McKenna, the Herald food critic. He couldn't believe we were eating it. But, you know, we have a very nice meal. We start off with scallops from North Uist, Guga from Ness, and then seaweed pudding from North Uist.
And is it just like chicken?
It's not like chicken at all, particularly factory chicken. It's a wonderful, strong taste. It's unlike anything else you'd taste. It's quite gamey, but there's a very strong hint of fish. I'll tell you what, Gary, you know, the next time we have a party, you're very welcome.
Oh, well, I'm busy
and you
that
as well,
night,
Shelley.
I was going to say, are our invitations lost in the post?
They're not. They're always done by text these days, you know.